everybody. Welcome back to We Like Dota. This is We Like Dota, the casual Dota podcast. I'm Brian Sabone-Yinger, and joining me this evening is Jared Clyde-Frog-Predison. How's it going, Jared?
Doing well, Brian. Are we no longer for the rest of us? Like, have we crossed that flip threshold now that we're at 10 episodes? We're no longer for the rest of us.
No, we are for the rest of us.
Oh, okay, you just forgot it.
Well, okay. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts today, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Called The Final Score.
Okay.
Which their tagline is, and I didn't realize this, I think I was subconsciously stealing it, is the video games podcast for the rest of us.
So what you're saying is our tagline that we've used for our first 9 episodes is completely lifted.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Which I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't think it's copyrighted.
Well, I think they're probably stealing it from Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Well, okay.
I don't know. Seinfeld reference.
Either way.
I'm a big Seinfeld fan, as you know.
As I know, yes.
Yeah.
And now as the internet knows. So anyway.
Correct. All 5 listeners who download our show.
800 times.
800 times.
All right. So, 5 guys.
Jared, it's episode 10.
Episode 10. We're, I think, now crossing the threshold of legitimacy. Oh.
Two hands.
Two-hand high five.
Two-hand high five.
Yes.
Which also is 10.
Yes.
10 fingers.
10 fingers. So yeah, this feels good.
I just want the internet to know that Jared and I just did an air high five, and it was kind of embarrassing.
It was. I felt a little 80s movie right there.
Yeah, a little Back to the Future action.
Yeah, a little bit.
Something like that. But that's okay. Anyway, yeah. Jared, let's talk about Dota 2.
Sure.
How are we doing there?
How are we doing?
Who'd you play this week?
Okay. Well, this week, I didn't really try anything too new.
Okay.
I played probably my best game ever on Bane.
I saw that. That was some legit play.
And of course we lost. But yeah. My God. But my first competitive loss on Bane as well.
Okay.
Which it's only, I think it was 6 or 7 times I've played competitively on him that has been recorded.
I'm trying to pull up the Dota buff here so I can get your stats.
It was so much fun. I don't know what was going on that night, but I was on point. It just felt good. Have you ever played a game where you just feel like you're doing everything right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely that game for me.
Okay.
It just felt so freaking good. It was, I don't know. Just
I was browsing through our chat log history, and
a
lot of scrolling.
Yeah.
A lot of scrolling. Not embarrassed, no.
Okay, good. But no, I think I was playing with our good friend, community manager Kyle.
Also, community... insane person. You always have that one guy in the group.
Well, he's also a lot younger than all of us.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
So he still has the youthful intensity and vigor.
He's got the puppy fur.
Yes. He hasn't been scarred by many years of working in the coal mines and
years of trying to find jobs and just
right.
Settling for a job.
His voice hasn't gone gravelly like ours yet.
You get excited when you find a job that doesn't kill your soul.
And you can watch Dota during.
Correct.
Yeah. So I was playing with him. I think he was playing Phantom Assassin. And
he was playing Ember Spirit.
Oh, Ember Spirit. That's right. So he was playing Ember Spirit. He went safe lane and was playing with another support. And then we had, I think,
I would assume a Jakiro or a Tidehunter.
Jakiro.
Okay.
Who was the other one on that?
The draft on your side was Tidehunter,
mm-hmm.
Bane, Ember mm-hmm. Spirit, Chaos Knight, and Jakiro.
Yeah, so Chaos went mid, Chaos Knight, which was weird.
He went nuts, though, it looks like.
He was a really good player.
Yeah.
And then it was a Jakiro and Ember Spirit safe lane, and I went off lane with Tidehunter, and that was weird.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to communicate with him, like, who should take farm? Because I really don't care. You know, I personally like to play support and not necessarily get all the gold, all that kind of stuff.
You can do a number 3 position as a Bane, though.
You can with Tide as well, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah. So he didn't really communicate that. So we were splitting farm, which was not ideal. But man, I don't know. I was just, like, in the right place at the right time the entire game.
You had 567 experience per minute.
As a support.
You ended the game at level 24, and you had a wand, a soul ring, Necro 3.
Dang right, Necro 3.
Ultimate Orb, and Phase Boots.
I was going through the Scythe of Vice. It was almost there.
A Skype of Vice.
Yes, the Skype of Vice.
Yes. buggy, but when it works well.
Yes. But man, yeah, best game I've ever played. So that's how it went this week. It went okay.
Good work.
Yeah.
Good work.
Overall, not too bad.
Yeah, good. I have been playing through the A to Z challenge.
Of course.
And, oh, Jared.
Brian.
Beast Hunter was...
Beastmaster.
What did I say?
Beast Hunter.
I like Beast Hunter better.
Yeah.
Because he is a...
But he doesn't really hunt his beasts.
That's true. They're his friends.
Yes. Yes.
yeah. Well, his model is based off of a famous hunter from Warcraft.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rexxar with two X's.
Rexxar?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I think of him as. But anyway, it took me 7 matches to get a win on him.
Well, he's a guy that you really kind of have to get a team around. He's not exactly one that you can just pick and have a good team comp. Like, you can pick Bane.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine no matter what your team is.
Right, yeah. Well, the match that I got a win on, though, it was a fantastic team.
Well, good.
Should we talk about this now? Yeah, we'll talk about this now.
Sure, why not?
Let's see here.
But, so you went through 7 different matches.
Yeah, look at the latest real matches column on my Dota buff.
Oh, that's rough, Brian.
It all says loss on Beastmaster, except for the 1 win, and then a match I played on Luna, which I think was also a loss.
It was also a loss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
I've been doing nothing but losing for, like, the last, honestly, 2 weeks.
Yeah, you really, your win rate's down to almost 46%.
Oh.
That's not good, man.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
A little bit. Hey, but your team won in 29 minutes?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
We did really well.
It's pretty impressive. You also have... several 20-minute losses in there, though, on Beastmaster.
Yeah, it's rough.
So tell me it's about rough. why he's a little rough. Do you want to get at that now, or do you want to save it for of the week?
We can get at it now. Okay. Honestly, I think the biggest problem was is just team composition.
Okay.
And usually, like, just doing all pick. I play a lot during the day because I have a really flexible work schedule.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So... when I play during the day, it's mostly Spanish speakers.
Okay.
And it's horrible.
Okay.
It's horrible. We had one match where it was 4 melee, and the only range we had was a support.
Okay.
So that went real poorly.
I can imagine.
And it was just dumb team compositions like that. So.
Yeah. Which is why you won this game that you won, I see.
Yeah.
Because the team you were playing was a stupid team comp.
Yeah. I mean, the match that I won, I felt like I finally flipped the coin right, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I finally got the team that was less dumb.
Yeah. No, totally.
So, I don't know. But I was actually able to make a lot of plays happen. I went 7-4-12.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I had 465 XP per minute, which isn't anything to...
No, but I mean,
about, but.
Anytime you're over that 300 to 400, honestly, if you're over 400, I think that you're doing pretty good.
I was able to open a lot of kills up for our team, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, totally.
But more about him later.
Oh, we're going to save the rest of that for later, Brian.
That sounds great, Jared. All right, let's talk about some news, Jared.
Yeah, bring in the news, Brian.
All right, here we go.
Bring in the news, Brian.
Okay,
we're ready for it. Let's go.
Okay. So last week we talked about the Monster Invitational.
Yes, yes, we did.
A double elimination tournament featuring 4 North American teams.
Mm-hmm.
EG, Evil Geniuses.
Evil Geniuses.
Cloud9. Team Liquid.
Team Liquid.
More on them later, by the way.
Oh, very excited.
And E-Hug.
E-Hug, yes. Which...
Which used to be Pretty Boy Swag.
Yes. Which, they've not been a great shower at tournaments, but I think that they're on their way to being, I think, a very competitive team.
Yeah, I can see the potential there, and if anything, I'm just really excited that there's another North American team out there.
Right, and I think that they're a team that's going to be really relevant coming soon.
Yeah, I'd say give them a year. I'd like to see where they're at in a year.
Yeah.
Probably doing well, I would think.
I would hope.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, turn your
Yeah, if you
turn your thing down.
If you haven't watched the VODs,
turn your thing down.
Turn your thing that you're listening to us down.
Whatever you're listening to, turn that down because we're going to spoil it in 3, 2.
Evil geniuses.
Evil geniuses 1. In a best of 5, a spectacular best of 5.
Went 5 games. It was a riot to watch.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Really fun to watch. Especially because North American Dota, I feel, is so much different than other regions.
Like, if you watch East Asian Dota,
yeah,
it's so slow,
yeah,
comparatively. And, like, Chinese Dota, like, every match is, like, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to watch.
They just play as passively as they can and farm up, and that's it.
It's, like, 20 minutes in, 3 kills on the board.
Drow was drafted, like...
3 of the 5 games, I think.
Something. It was 2 or 3 times, yeah.
I know it was 2 times in a row, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bumping my mic already.
Yeah, watch out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think just somewhat of a success, right?
First time was a loss, and the second time was a win. I think there was a third time in there that I don't remember offhand, but 2 times in a row, I know that she at least went 1-1.
Sorry about that.
Very embarrassing.
I know. But yeah, they won, I think it was $10,000?
I think that's right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And AC did the casting. He always does fantastic casting as...
Yeah, blows your speakers.
As I think. Yeah, I think he did blow the speakers on my last Nexus 7 before I got it replaced.
I really enjoy AC a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does have a tendency to get a little excited.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, no, totally. Listen, as an actual listener, as long as I'm not wearing headphones and like have it a little loud,
yeah,
I'm very happy about.
I will say he is really good at... He's one of the few casters out there who will say nearly almost everything that's going on. Like in a team fight, like he'll say, you know, flaming lasso being used. And, you know, like he says every single spell. I don't know how the man does it.
It's pretty impressive,
honestly. He talks really fast.
He's auctioneer level. It really is.
It's incredible.
And he has a nice voice.
Oh, yeah. He's got a golden voice, even.
Yeah.
And did you know who was casting with him?
Fogged.
Fogged, yeah. Of Team Dog and ex-Evil Geniuses fame.
Ex-EG. And his 2 of his teammates were stand-ins.
Yeah.
On Cloud9. Or no, it was EG. Yeah, Cloud9. Demon stood in for Cloud9.
Yeah.
And then MSS stood in for Team Liquid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Quickfo wasn't there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't make it all the way from Germany.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was a visa issue.
Really? Mm-hmm. So he would have been there?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I did see that they were giving them like $500 for travel accommodations.
Just
like the people do in the tournament. Yeah. I mean, that's...
That's
like half a plane ticket.
Yeah.
If you're coming from Germany.
Right.
If you're flying in the USA, that'll cover your cost.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was really cool. I definitely recommend checking out the VODs.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I think it's on the D2L channel on YouTube.
I believe so.
Because it's put on by Evil Geniuses.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because they do the D2L and the...
And they own AC.
They own him.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, he's contracted through that, I'm sure.
And they also do the, I think it's the StarCraft 2L, SC2L.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was put on by them, and that's really exciting. This is everything that I've been wanting in the past couple months or so. It's just some good North American tournaments. Something to get excited about for North America.
Yeah,
it's
something really for us to be proud about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that, and I'm...
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about Evil Geniuses going into the International 4. I would assume they'll get an invite.
Well, if it stands true that they're going to invite 4 North American teams...
Yeah.
Then yes, they're definitely going to get an invite.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't think of 3 other North American teams that are better than them.
Yeah, I can't either.
No.
Cloud9's up there, but...
Right. And they're just North American owned, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
They don't actually have any North Americans on their team.
Right. They're just North American owned.
Correct. Which is strange.
It's fine. Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the NHL. It's all Canadians and Russians.
Mostly. I mean, there's a lot of Swedes in there too and Eastern Europeans. But
Yeah.
85% of the population is probably Canadian or
Russian. That's fine. Okay, so anyway, we were talking about Team Dog earlier.
Yeah.
There is just, this is just on the rumor mill. There's no hard evidence. There's just a tweet here. This
okay,
is just
so this is you just being TMZ.
This is me being esports TMZ.
Okay.
Dota 2 TMZ.
Tell me the gossip, Brian. I'm very excited to hear this.
Okay. So somebody from Dignitas. I don't even know who it is from Dignitas. I would assume a team manager.
Right, but Dignitas, the organization, which has many, many esport teams.
Yeah, they do StarCraft, League of Legends, Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike. I think they have tons of esport teams.
The other games don't matter.
Smite, I'm sure.
Smite. World of Warcraft.
But yeah, so Dignitas. And they recently disbanded their
Dota 2
team. Dota 2 team.
Like a week after Korok from Liquid had been traded to them.
Really?
It was like a week or two, yeah.
Wow, that stinks.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so the tweet says, two new squads incoming, quite exciting, smiley face.
Aww.
And then...
Now what kind of smiley face? Like with the big eyes smiley face, the equal sign, or the two dots colon smiley face?
Colon parentheses.
Okay. So it's not like the wide eye smiley face.
Correct.
Okay.
And our friend Demon of Team Dog.
Yes.
He was sucking down a protein shake.
Jimmy Ho.
And replied back, woof, woof.
Oh.
Eh? Possible pickup of Dignitas by...
What do you know, Demon?
Possible Team Dog pickup by Dignitas? Question
okay,
mark.
Okay. Mm? You knew it was going to happen. They were going to get picked up by somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they have five pretty... They have four names that I recognized.
Yeah.
And then a fifth that I didn't, but that's okay.
You gotta hand it to Demon. He's, because he was on Evil Geniuses, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so really pretty much for the past year, he's just kind of been standing in, and he's been
he made
like...
made a name for himself, I think.
Absolutely. From, I mean, you remember when he stood in for Fnatic at the D2L Finals?
Another second place.
Yeah, right, and then also stood in for Cloud9 at the Monster Invitational.
A second place.
Yeah. Which, second place, you know, that's not
There's
bad.
There's nothing to scoff about. I think they took home $3,000 for the second place.
Yeah.
As a team.
I'll take it for two days' work. It's a good 2 days, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. You know, split.
So you got to hand it to Demon for kind of sticking it out and really trying to make stuff happen.
Totally.
So I really hope they get picked up by Dignitas.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be... I would have so much love for the North American scene at that point. Because I think they are Canadian.
Dignitas.
I believe.
Okay.
I believe. Don't hold me to that.
This is a TMZ part of the show. So, I mean, if we say something incorrect...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We're not held accountable.
So end gossip here?
Yes.
Or
we have another news story. This broke last night. Okay? This broke last night.
Breaking news. Okay, so currently it is Wednesday, September 12th.
March 12th. Whoa, where did that come from?
I don't even know. I was thinking ahead. I don't know. I'm trying not to do this voice that I was doing during our pre-show.
Which is a fantastic voice.
Right, but I think it would wear people out. If you're listening to this the whole time, I think people would get a little worn out if you're just listening to this the whole time.
Long-distance dedication.
Long-distance.
And he writes.
Anyways, so, March 12th, 2014.
Yes. apparently, there's the Team Liquid players have blogs on Team Liquid.
Okay.
And Liquid Fluff, who is the...
He's a support player.
He's the support player slash captain slash question mark. Who knows what he is?
He's been drafting.
Yeah.
So...
For that team. Posted a blog post that is like 3,800 words long. It took me like probably about 20 minutes to a half hour to read through it all.
Okay.
Basically,
are you going to read it all to me right now?
No. Okay. I'll give you the whoa, what was that?
Oh, we got a Google Hangout.
Hangouted.
Yeah.
Basically the TL:DR too long didn't read version of it is he's very pissed off. He feels like he's never had leadership of Team Liquid.
I believe that. I would think that that's accurate, honestly.
Yeah, I would too. And hasn't felt that the other players have ever really bought into him as a leader.
I would agree with that as well.
But he talks about how he's introverted and went on about how he started off with a Team Fire that went to Complexity that was eventually bought up or taken up by Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Team Liquid turned into. There's a couple of other players on Team Fire, but they really...
F-Y-R-E Fire?
No.
Oh, okay. That'd be too cool.
They were big at TI2, apparently. They really burst onto the scene at TI2 as Team Fire. And, you know, just kind of was like, you know, talked about how great that team was and how he liked his leadership there and people really bought into him as a leader there and et cetera, et cetera, sure. et cetera. And he talked about how him as an individual is very introverted and not very... I don't know. He talked about how Team Liquid as a whole, they don't really, quote-unquote, hang out, which if you're in different cities, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
But I think outside of, like, scrims and practices, they don't really talk. Like, sometimes I just talk on Dolby with right. Kyle or, you know, with Chris after matches or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's really not much friendship being developed there.
That stinks.
So, I don't know. He was just talking about how he's kind of pissed off about it. And well, now it's, I think it's Way2 who has been doing the drafting for them.
Oh, really?
Because it was Fluff. He was doing the drafting and captaining the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then had TC do the drafting.
Yeah, because I know for a while TC was.
Yeah. And then Fluff just kind of stepped down entirely as captain. And I think Way2 is doing the drafting now. And I don't know who's captaining the team.
Yeah.
So
calling plays, if you will.
Yeah. I think they have some serious leadership issues, for
that
sure.
Stinks.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I kind of call into question Fluff's leadership to begin with. Because, first of all, he made this whole blog about this instead of just calling in the other guys and being like, hey, we have a problem. We need to talk about it.
Super passive-aggressive move.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm kind of gathering that that's just kind of how he is, which if you're a team captain, you cannot...
It doesn't work that way.
You cannot do that.
It doesn't
that.
Work that way, yeah. Speaking as a somebody that has had leadership positions in corporate America, if you will, that doesn't work. You have to... Yeah. Being direct is the only way that you can be a true leader,
right.
quite honestly.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like they're going to have either... You're either going to have some serious change-ups or have a serious come-to-Jesus moment or something.
Right, and I think they do need that. I don't think that they've been playing well.
No, they've been playing horribly.
I don't think that the team makeup, those five players, are good together, honestly. I really don't.
I disagree. Back in the fall, they were playing really well. But I think they were under better leadership at the time.
Right.
I think it's a leadership issue, if I'm being honest.
That's fair.
They need somebody. I don't know.
They need Jesus.
I think... I don't know. It's kind of strange because... I mean, I don't want to be the guy that compares esports to actual sports, but there's no like coach or anybody who's like over the team as a whole. Like, shouldn't there be a person who's like coaching the team who's not necessarily playing the game?
Right. And I thought that's what IX Mike was going to be.
I don't know. That's not the case.
Obviously.
At all.
Well, he's playing on a different team now.
Yeah, on Wild Witch Doctors.
Yeah, WWD. So that's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know. I kind of feel bad for him because I really like Team Liquid. They're the ones that kind of got me into Dota to begin with.
Well, and your StarCraft love.
Yeah. So. And it's just kind of a shame to see them kind of in the state that they are. So I don't know.
Stink.
I hope that they just make the changes they need to make or whatever.
Yeah. I think that there does need to be either roster turnover or that moment where they decide that they're going to make it work.
Yeah.
One or the other has to happen because right now what they're doing and what's going on isn't working.
Yeah.
So a shakeup of some sort is needed.
Yeah.
Again, likening esports to real sports.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go in to the quote-unquote locker room
Correct.
And remove somebody or get somebody new in there, fresh blood.
Yeah.
And that can really, you know, spur on the team.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, totally, definitely, most definitely, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
It reminded me... Excellent. Totally.
Super great commentary.
It reminded me of when I was working in corporate America. And There was a guy who was just a pain in the ass to work with.
Sure.
And he was fired, and it totally changed
it's amazing,
the environment.
Isn't it?
Like, it made everything, like, it was a pleasure to come to work now. And, you know, it was great to, it just changed everything.
That guy with a bad attitude can really drag everyone else down.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's the same case here or not.
Yeah,
but
Fluff just has a terrible attitude.
I think so.
Get over yourself, guy.
Yeah.
We want you to be a good team.
Yeah.
So come on.
And I don't even know if they'll get invited to TI4. I think right now they're kind of riding on the Liquid name.
Right, yeah. No,
I think
don't
they'll
disagree.
Get invited because they are
their Team Liquid.
They're Team Liquid, but I don't think their play
and again,
deserves
if,
it.
If they're inviting 4 North American teams,
oh.
they might that was sports.
Oh.
they might get an invite.
Yeah.
But the way their play's dictated right now,
it's rough.
They need to get on they need to get on it.
Yeah,
for sure.
So there's that. You can find that over at the Dota 2 subreddit. That's where I get all the news. So
yeah.
You can also check out what is it? OnGamers, is it .com or .net? I think it's
.com.
Because it's gosugamers.net.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, so go check those out, and
it's an interesting read, I guess.
Yeah, it's long, so saddle up for that. But
okay.
It's okay. I mean, he's young. It's obvious that he's only 21.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Thinking back to me when I was 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jared, let's move on. Let's kick that dead horse over.
All right.
All right, food of the week, Jared. What do we have here?
We have sitting between us some pretzel M&Ms. Yes, that's beautiful, Brian. Yeah.
They smell so good, Jared. All right, I'm going to get myself a handful here.
Sure.
Now, full disclosure, Jared.
Yes.
I bought some food of the week stuff.
Did you eat it earlier?
No. Well, I did. I bought the food of the week stuff. I bought about stuff for 3 weeks.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And these have been sitting on my little podcasting desk up here for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And today I couldn't take it anymore and just cut into them because I wanted something sweet, and this is the only thing I could find.
Yeah.
So we've got pretzel M&Ms, and they're spherical, but they're bumpy.
Right.
They look like the top of somebody's head.
I don't know about that. But yeah, they're not as symmetrical as other M&Ms.
Correct. They have imperfections. And they're so good, Jared. They really nail like the salty sweet thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like this is always dangerous, man.
Ah. Mm.
You can eat these things for days.
We've been drinking some coffee, and it's gelling with the coffee, man. We've got the Ethiopia Kanga coffee from our local Bent Tree Coffee Roasters.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that. Mm. That's good. You know how they talk about how the candy shell melts in your mouth, not in your hand?
It melts in my hand all the time.
Exactly. It's a total lie.
All the time.
It's a total fallacy.
You just want to say fallacy.
Phallic.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, food of the week, yeah.
Pretzel M&Ms.
M&Ms.
I give them a recommendation.
I give them a thumbs up.
Yes, the salty sweet thing is. Oh. Yeah. If I had to choose which ones I wanted, I would pick these up over original M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Would you pick them up over
peanut? These are my number two now, I'd say.
What's your number one?
Peanut butter. Come on.
Absolutely.
Come on.
These are definitely my number two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the crispy M&Ms?
I don't really.
That had the puffed rice center?
They were in like a red bag, weren't they?
No, they were blue.
Oh. Oh, okay.
These are far better than those.
Mm-hmm. These are pretty good.
Yeah, because they're crunchy, but they also got the saltiness.
They kind of have a malt ball. Like Whopper.
Whopper.
Kind of taste to them.
Yeah. No, I disagree.
Mm, I think they do.
Do you know what malt tastes like, Jared?
I must not.
Malt powder. Okay.
I think that these kind of taste like it.
So. I hate malted milk balls. I hate them. I can't stand them.
I don't mind them.
I hate them. If somebody offers them to me, I say, no, sir.
I'm okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Get those away from me, sir.
All right, Jared.
Yeah.
Enough intermission. All right. So we've started doing Noobs Ask Noobs, which is the I guess it's kind of our advice column where we put out a weekly thread on Reddit asking for submissions.
Dear Abby.
Yeah. Where our community manager, Kyle, will put up a thread. And if you have a question for us, you can respond there. And Jared and I, who are noobs, will do our best to answer it. I can't guarantee it'll be a satisfactory answer, but, you know, we'll try our best.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. All right, question one. We have two questions this week, Jared.
Two questions. Oh, my gosh.
First one comes from Reddit user Mr. Blue.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Blue.
It's got a nice ring to it.
All right, Jared, I'm going to read it, and then I'll let you answer.
Okay. Oh, so I'm the advice giver here.
Well, I'll chime in after.
Okay, good.
But you'll initially
respond. That was a lot of pressure.
Okay. What do you think is the best way to help a noob's learning curve? Pick one or two versatile heroes and stick to them, or try out as many heroes as possible. I've been getting a couple new friends into it, and it seems like Lich, Dragon Knight, and a couple other heroes who have some intuitive abilities are super helpful.
Yeah.
But they know so little about the other heroes as a result.
Mm.
How did you learn the game, and what helped you develop as a player the most? P.S., yes, these friends of mine are tryhards.
Okay. So I'm going to guess the tryhards.
Oh.
Well, see, and even them, they can go one of two ways. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Because intuitively, you want to say, this one, you know, I'm going to pick this one hero.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play him until everything's great, you know, till I can get everything going on.
Right.
Honestly, I found it helpful for myself to do two things.
Okay.
One, I play a lot of different heroes, honestly. I think that is helpful for two reasons. One, you know what other heroes' abilities are.
Perfect.
I think that's helpful.
Yeah.
Honestly. Knowing what the cast ranges of those heroes, things like that are.
Yeah.
I think that can help you play a little bit better against them.
Right.
And also, it just gives you a wider base of knowledge.
Yeah.
So the other thing that helped, I think, me personally, is in my spare time, in my free time, when I'm doing something, whether it be at home, you know, painting or something like that,
because
I'm painting a room for a baby.
Yeah.
How
about those babies?
How about them babies?
Or how about that baby?
Yeah, that. That's just one.
Yeah.
thank goodness. is I just listen to replays.
Yeah.
I think it's helpful because you're listening to these commentators talk about why heroes synergize with other heroes,
or
why certain things are good, why abilities are best used during this situation. Just soaking that up, that knowledge that way, has really helped me, I think.
Yeah. Do you have any specific suggestions for where to watch replays or what you watch?
I watch via YouTube a lot.
Okay. As do I.
If I always check Twitch first, twitch.tv, because if there's something live going on, I like to watch the live.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's cool to watch live stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, replays, I subscribe to a couple channels on YouTube, Beyond the Summit and Join Dota. If you subscribe to those two only,
you'll have content for years.
Years, yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah, so. That's kind of what I recommend as well. I'd first like to qualify this by saying that Jared and I have barely scratched the surface in what there is to learn.
100%. That's why I love this game.
Yeah.
I love this game.
Yeah, there's so much to learn.
Yeah. Because I'm definitely one of the type of people that, excuse me here, I've got to get some more M&Ms.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I just love to have just a broad knowledge, and I love to learn things. And I feel like this game has so much to learn, man.
I would say probably an infinite knowledge and skill ceiling.
I would agree.
I would say.
Yeah.
Because the metagame's always changing.
It's a good point.
There's always new strategies. Yeah. There's always something you can be improving on. I would say what really helped me was, one, like Jared said, probably number one was to watch pro matches, watch the replays.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I played the limited hero game mode a lot, where it just gives you like that small pool of 20 heroes to play through.
For sure.
Which that'll kind of give you a good idea of like what heroes are good to pick initially.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't necessarily focus on learning one or two heroes because I think that'll really coddle you. Is that a correct term?
I think so.
It'll kind of stunt your growth a little bit, I guess. Because what happens if the other team picks that one hero you know how to play?
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're playing in, you know, once you get a little bit more seasoned and you want to try one of the captain's mode or something like that.
Yeah.
If it gets banned.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I think having that experience on something else or realizing that there's another hero that has something kind of similar going on.
Yeah. I would learn a position. That's what I would do.
I would agree with that, yes.
I would try either support or carry, and then just kind of learn generally how to play that position, learn which heroes are either supports or carries, and stick with that. Because if you know you have a support hero, but you don't necessarily know how to play them well, you at least know that you need to get the courier, get wards, and then get support items, like a mechanism or arcane boots or, you know, other things like that.
Yeah, the column that says support.
Correct.
Yeah. Just stick in that column. You'll be okay. Yeah. Force staff.
Force staff.
Yules.
Yules. I love Yules so much.
Yules are so great.
I love Yules. So, yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say don't necessarily focus too hard on learning somebody.
Yeah.
One hero.
Yeah.
I think that it'll be more helpful and more beneficial.
And above all, just play the stinking game.
Yeah, just have fun. Honestly, if it's more fun for you to play one person.
Just do that.
Yeah, just do that.
Just have fun. Yeah. It's a game.
Whatever.
You know, just try not to make it too stressful.
Exactly.
Okay, question two, Jared.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Comes from Reddit user DL Rathbun.
Classy.
I think that's right. DL Rathbun. Drathbun. Drathbun. Yeah. Anyway.
Sure.
Okay, so they say, I recently got bit by the Dota bug, and I'm trying to learn all I can. Okay. The question I have is, what constitutes a real game according to Dota? I've played probably 25 matches, yet my stats say I've only played 14. I did connect my Steam account to Dota Buff, which is awesome, but it doesn't show all my matches either.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm in a low priority pool or something? Let's not talk about the low priority pool. Just was wondering. I've also been playing for 2 weeks, so, and I'm doing air quotes here, I suck at Dota. His words, not mine. What's worse is that I'm only really decent with Sniper, as I can usually get 2 kills for every death. Everyone else I play, especially Windrunner, Windranger, who I adore, I can do nothing with but feed the other team. Thanks for the awesome podcast. Can't wait to join the fantasy team when it's set up.
Hey, all right.
Okay. I have a couple of initial thoughts.
Yeah.
One, somebody's always got to play Sniper.
Totally. And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
It's because he's in the training.
I think he's starting to make a little bit of a come out party as well. Having a coming out party? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
is,
of.
Is Sniper...
That's not exactly what I was talking about, Brian.
Okay.
No, into the metagame of pro Dota.
Yeah, offlane. Offlane Sniper.
Offlane Sniper, I think, is becoming a thing.
His range is insane.
Well, yeah.
And Shrapnel? Oh,
so good.
So good. Yeah, but anyway, and another thought. Two kills for every one death.
That's pretty good.
That is good, but try to make it 2 kills and 0 deaths.
Well, yeah.
I would think it's better to get 1 kill and 0 deaths.
Brian, think about the first 2 weeks you were playing Dota.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I was lucky to get 1 kill
that's
for
true.
Every 2 deaths.
Your first match was with Nature's Prophet.
I think I went like 0-40.
Yeah.
Like, I think, yeah.
Reported.
Terrible. Yeah. So, okay, let's address his...
That's true. That's a good point. Thank you.
Let's address his questions here. First off, to constitute a real match, first off, you can't be doing the practice matches.
Correct.
Yeah, that's something that I didn't know at first.
Well, hold on. He's talking about in Dota Buff.
Right.
Where it just has a column that lists your quote-unquote real matches.
Right.
Yeah.
But that would not count as a real match.
Correct. A practice match would not.
Yes. Which makes sense that it's labeled a practice match, but I didn't make that connection to myself right away for some reason. Second off, Dota Buff does not record bot matches as real matches.
Correct.
So if you're playing with four other people, you're queuing with them for a bot match, and you're playing computer bots, it doesn't record it as a real match in Dota Buff. But I believe those do count towards your games played.
Here's what it says on Dota Buff. There's a little question mark.
Okay.
It says, a real match is any matchmaking match that completed and counts towards your lifetime statistics.
Right.
So that would generally just be anything but bot matches.
Yeah.
And all pick. I think it's all modes except for, I don't think ability draft is included in
that. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to consider. Yeah. The other thing is if you have people abandon early,
yeah,
those matches will not count. And correct. Usually there's something that will qualify in your text that will come across, like this person has left.
It'll say it in all red.
Yeah, it'll say it that this match will not be recorded.
Yeah.
And that's just because people abandon the game.
That's kind of changed a little bit, because I think it used to be...
At all,
I think. Now it's, like, past a certain time.
Yeah, like, I think it's like 15 minutes.
Something like that.
I don't know why that stuck out to both of us, so that might be right. It might just be...
Yeah.
We have a weird connection.
We do. We have a very special connection, Jared. It's
getting a little weird.
It is.
Sniper's coming out, Birdie.
Yes. Yeah.
But also, so that's something to consider as well. If you've had people abandon... Those matches may not have counted.
Yeah.
Anything else that you can think of, Brian?
No, I think that's all. That's a really good question. I'm really excited for DL Rathburn and connecting his account to Dota Buff.
Because totally.
There is such a wealth of information and statistics to be had there. I love Dota Buff.
It's great.
It's a great website.
It really is. It's a lot of fun to just look at your match and see, you know, other people that you're playing against, like, man, I'm getting matched with people that have 600 wins or whatever.
Yeah,
and you're like, all right, I feel better about myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you're like, man, that guy's played 600 matches and I'm just as good as him.
Yeah.
Like, either way, like, you know, that it's just kind of cool to feel.
Right. So good on DL Rathburn. 2 kills for 1 death is pretty good. At the early stages of the game, that's
pretty
good.
I'll take that anytime 2 weeks in.
I would agree. I would totally agree.
I would be very encouraged by you so far. Yeah. And it's okay. Sniper's definitely, you know.
He still gives us trouble.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good on you. Thanks for writing in. And thanks for the encouragement.
For sure.
Okay, Jared, let's talk about the hero of the week.
Hero of the week, Brian.
The hero of the week is...
Beastmaster.
Oh, jeez.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was real weird. Sorry about that.
Let's stop this.
Let's stop that.
Seriously.
Okay, so Beastmaster. Beastmaster was a pain in the ass for me.
Yeah.
Just like Batrider. I've been really, really pissed off about it for... Well, I just came off of Batrider, which that was painful.
Right, yeah.
And now Beastmaster, which I thought would be less painful.
Was more.
It was more painful. I played a lot better as Beastmaster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Than Batrider.
Yeah, okay.
But it was hard to find a team that he slides into well.
Did you ever try to solo mid him?
I did not.
I think you should have.
Yeah. Well, the reason is that there's always that one guy on your team who's like...
A Drow Ranger or Sniper?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, yeah.
Mid, please, or mid or feed, yeah. You know? So there's always that one guy. So it just never
You should
happened.
Have been that guy.
Yeah.
You should have beat that guy to being that guy.
That's true.
You should have...
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on your midder feed. Because I think Beastmaster in pubs, I think that's where he would do best, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. He really needs that solo XP
to
get his level 6 real early.
Right.
He either needs solo mid lane or solo off lane.
Which never happens in
matches. No, no, no. Or at least at our level. Solo side lanes never happen.
No, 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 no.
So yeah, but anyway, let's talk about some of his abilities, Jared. Let's go through it here.
Because qualifier here, I haven't done anything in preparation for this, so I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I did about 7 matches worth of preparation.
Okay.
So
okay,
let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got 4 abilities.
Great.
And
I love that you start with that every time.
What? Some people have more than four abilities, Jared.
Yeah, there's like two out of the 109 heroes, or whatever it is.
Look, Jared, I didn't ask for the harassment, okay?
All right.
Okay, his four abilities are, as I pull them up on my thing, on my tablet. Okay, his Q is Wild Axes.
Wild Axes!
Beastmaster sends his axes flying and calls them home again, slicing through enemy units and trees along their path. Each axe can hit an enemy once.
Oh. Okay. So let's qualify here. He's a melee hero.
He is melee, okay. Correct. He's a strength-based hero.
Okay.
So with the Wild Axes, he kind of throws them in like this arc type thing, and they can hit on the way out and the way back.
Okay, but they only can hit once.
I'm not sure exactly how that works, but I do know for a fact that it damages on the way out and the way back. I think what it means is that his left and right hand axe,
yeah,
well, it'll only count once.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. So, like, you're not doing four total hits worth of damage. You're only doing two.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I think that does make sense. Okay.
Okay. All right. And his W and E are kind of tied together.
Okay.
So when you skill up the W, you also skill up the E.
Okay.
So they're one in the... They go on the same skill points, but they're two different abilities.
Like Shadow Friend.
Sure. Yeah.
And his raise ability.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so his W is Call of the Wild. It calls forth his Watchful Hawk.
Oh.
Level 1 and 2 summons a Scout Hawk. Level 3 and 4 are Greater Hawks.
Ooh.
And his E summons the Boar.
Ooh, his Boar.
Boar.
Okay.
Level 1, Call of the Wild, you cannot summon a Boar. So if you have level 1 Call of the Wild, it's the...
You only have the hawk.
You only have the bird. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Level 2, lesser boar. Level 3, lesser boar. Level 4, greater boar.
Oh.
Greater boar.
Greater boar.
Okay. His third ability, which is his D, which it's a passive, though.
Okay.
Is Inner Beast. Untaps the inner fury of allies, passively increasing their attack speed, has a 900 radius... 15, 25, 35, and 45 bonus attack speed.
Not bad.
So you level that thing all the way up at level 45. That's basically a free Hyperstone for everybody.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
I think that that would be worth a pick in and of itself. Depending on your team composition.
Yeah.
I think that that...
Ooh, get him with Tiny?
Right.
Ooh.
That's exactly what I was thinking
oh,
of.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, his ultimate is called Primal Roar, a deafening roar that deals damage and stuns the target enemy unit while opening a path between Beastmaster and his prey. Nearby enemies also take damage and have their movement speed and attack rate reduced, upgradable by Aghanim's Scepter.
Okay.
So what this does is it is a...
Sorry, I'm letting the boys know that we will be a little late tonight.
Everyone's going nuts on the Google Hangout.
Well, to qualify, it is currently our Dota practice time.
That's true. It is.
And
it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're just gonna have to get over it.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. So the range is 600. It targets one person.
Okay.
It's a single target stun. It is 3.5, 4 second stun. So
wow.
at level 6, Jared, that is a 3 second stun.
Wow.
Yeah. And, anyone caught in between the person that you target kind of gets shoved away. Like it's like a splitting of the Red Sea.
Sure. So a knockback.
Yes. They get a 50% movement slow.
Four?
And a 50% attack slow.
For that 3 seconds, whatever, three
four,
and a half.
2, 3, or 4 seconds. So it's a little bit different.
Okay. But still significant.
Yeah. And it does 100 damage, which that's nothing to write home about. Or it does 100, 200, 300, which isn't anything to write home about, but it's...
That's stun.
It gets better, Jared.
Oh, geez, some pizza?
Goes through BKB and Lincoln Sphere. Okay?
Okay.
So with... Let's see here. If you're magic immune... Okay, so with BKB, the damage is blocked, and the stun or the push are not blocked. With Lincolns, it says blocked if holder is target. So I guess if you have Lincolns, it's blocked.
That's fair.
Which is kind of a shame. But that's why you buy Lincolns, to keep yourself from being initiated on.
Completely true.
But most people are buying BKBs.
Yeah.
So I goes through BKB, Jared. That's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Not much goes through BKB.
No. So obviously he's got the best single target stun in the game.
Reliable stun.
Reliable stun, correct.
I think Mirana's Sacred Arrow is still
That's true.
Better.
That's a skill shot, though.
But yeah.
Okay, so here's how I built Beastmaster.
Okay.
This is given my current situation, though. I kind of ran him as a support because most people...
You had to?
I had to, yeah. So I would be interested in running him mid lane sometime, but
yeah,
maybe next year when I feel like playing Beastmaster again.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, take a break from him, man.
Yeah.
Take a break from
him. You know what? The one match I did get a win on,
yeah,
it was... I don't mind losing as long as it's... as long as it's a good match.
Totally. That game that I played on Bane,
yeah,
where I lost, but man, I played great.
Yeah.
I'll lose like that any day of the week.
Yeah. Those are fun matches. Okay, so here's how I build him. Primal Roar, obviously, his level 6 ultimate. You prioritize that above all else.
6, 11,
yeah,
16.
And then I went Axes, Call of the Wild, Inner Beast.
Okay. So you had Axes maxed by 7. Call the Beast at 8.
Yeah, because the range on Axes is crazy.
Okay.
And that really helps him. I think this is why he's a viable melee in the mid lane, is because his Axes you can harass pretty well with.
Okay.
And in the early game, they do crazy amounts of damage. But he really starts to fall off as the mid game starts to end.
Okay, so he has Spear Breaker Syndrome.
Correct.
Okay.
As his core items, I have listed level 6.
Mm-hmm.
So once he hits level 6...
Okay.
Once he hits level 6, you need to leave lane and just start wrecking.
What is the cooldown on that?
I think it's like 45 seconds.
Well, this is pretty good.
No, I was wrong. 80.
That's still...
80, 75, 70.
It's not bad.
But yeah, once I hit level 6, I usually had boots and a wand up at that point.
Right, yeah.
And I would leave lane and just start trying to set up ganks in other lanes. Okay. I would usually go to the mid lane, because usually it was sniper in the mid lane, and if you get close to that guy, he's dead.
Yeah. Him is 6 health.
Yeah. So for boots, I was going arcane boots, just because his axes really use a lot of mana.
Okay.
And if you can... you know, keep
spam
your mana.
A little
you
more.
Can spam them a lot more, yeah.
Okay.
Which is really helpful.
Now, did you use those to last hit a little bit too?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You can farm the jungle really well with the axes.
Cool. Okay.
Pretty quickly, actually. Like once you get those to level 4, you can just start going nuts farming the jungle.
Okay.
You could also go treads on him, I think.
Yeah, I think treads would be pretty viable.
Yeah, but I
and
think
if you're gonna be more of a roaming, I think even phase boots might be.
Yeah. Help you travel quicker, help you get away, that kind of thing.
And a little extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
So that's how I was playing him.
He seems pretty flexible.
Yeah, and for extension items... Or no, I'm sorry. For core items, wand in either arcane boots or treads.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a drum of endurance.
Okay.
Which is really good. That's like a... That's such a good item.
It is. It's so cheap.
It's so cheap. And then for extension items, I had blink dagger, maybe... Maybe. But the range on his stun is pretty good. It's like 600.
Okay, so yeah.
Let me check that again. The range is 600. With Ag Scepter, Jared, it's 950.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Takes the cooldown down to 45, by the way, if you have Ag
Scepter.
Okay,
so that's where your 45 came in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Blink, BKB, but I went Necrobook with him.
Yeah,
Because
help you push.
Yeah, because you can really push with the beast that you can summon.
And the book 3 units, man.
They're great.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
That melee one, when you kill him, it's like 400 damage you take.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I think Beastmaster is a good pick if you want to learn a little bit of micro.
Okay.
Because...
So he's not as micro-intensive as some of the other micro heroes?
He's not Chen.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, his Call of the Wild, you can pick to use either the bird or the boar. The board's ranged, by the way. He, like, shoots poison out of his mouth. It's kind of cool.
That's weird.
It's kind of cool.
That's weird.
So when you use one, it activates the cooldown for both of them.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. But they last for 60 seconds, so you have a 20-second time frame where you'll have one both. Of each up,
yeah.
Which is nice. But what's really cool is the Hawk, it's basically a mobile observer ward.
That's a minute.
So, yeah. So I was putting that in gank spots. I was checking Roshan with it. I was checking rune spots with it.
Sure, okay.
Just that whole thing. So the vision you can really get with the Hawk is really nice. You can scout out really right. well with it. And once it turns into a Greater Hawk, which is at level 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
if it stays in one place for 4 seconds, it goes invisible.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And the boar gets... He gets a poison attack at...
When he becomes the Greater Boar?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this out.
No, you're fine, man.
I'm not sure when he gets... I think he only gets it... No, he has the poison when he's a lesser and greater boar.
Oh, wow.
It just upgrades.
So he just gets more HP. And,
yes. So it does an attack speed slow and a movement speed slow. As a lesser boar, it's 20, and as a greater boar, it's 35.
Oh.
So once you have that boar up, man, and you're using Primal Roar, you are ganking like crazy.
Yeah. And, yeah... You have the passive ability that's giving you more attack speed, and then you attack yeah. slow against.
So you need to be
see a lot of synergy. Coming
you need
on.
To be moving, be really active with Beastmaster.
Yeah,
but he also has great teamfight potential as well. He can initiate really well with his Primal Roar.
Right.
So you initiate with that, and then I would usually kind of back up and okay. use the axes, and yeah. then kind of go back in again.
Yeah.
And just kind of hope that the carry or supports would blast spells on me instead of the other carry.
Totally. Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of about it, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I have here? I think that's it.
Now, if I'm correct, I think he was super, in the meta about 2 years ago, from what I understand.
I think around the TI3 era.
So even
6.78, he was kind of in the meta, I think.
But since then has definitely fallen off.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure why. I know he was recently changed in 6.79. They changed the Call of the Wild up a little bit, because it used to be where you would press W and it would summon both the boar and the bird.
Okay.
And now they kind of changed it, where you can choose to summon one or the other.
Right, but at before, you couldn't have both of them, like two summons going on at the same time, like... It was like a 60-second cooldown, and they lasted 60 seconds or something like that.
I think so. I'm not exactly sure.
So whatever, but I know one of the other cool things that he's sometimes chosen for is what they call the mobile gank squads.
Yes, that's right. He's fantastic for that.
Yeah, because he can really use that bird to scout out, like you said, then he becomes yeah. invisible. Then you can use boots of travel and actually relocate to the bird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I never thought about that.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, that's what the three heroes that are chosen together a lot were are Beastmaster, Tinker, and Lifestealer.
Oh.
Infest in the Tinker.
Yeah.
Boots of Travel to the Bird.
Oh, my goodness. Game over.
Yeah.
Holy
Tinker,
cow.
Tinker, Lifestealer together. Oh, yeah, man.
Jeez. All right. Well, GG on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any other questions about Beastmaster?
I think that covers it pretty much.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I do not recommend it. You know, I don't know. I had fun the one match that went well, but...
He's a do not buy.
Just melee support heroes, I don't like them. There's... Ugh.
I disagree. I love them.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can play Beastmaster then.
I'm not great on the micro.
Okay. You don't have to be super great with the micro. If you can click and then right click, you're fine.
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Great.
I don't know.
All right, Jared, let's do the speed round and end the show.
Let's kick it out.
All right, so we started doing this new thing called the speed round where we ask each other 10 questions and you answer as fast as possible.
So my week to answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you ready, Jared?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Question one, which you already answered. Favorite yes. M&M type?
Oh, peanut butter.
Deep dish or thin crust?
I just had a deep dish last night and it was great. I'm going to take a deep dish any day.
Good. I would agree.
Yeah.
Favorite video game?
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ever.
Dota 2?
Question mark? Good. Good answer. McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's?
Oh, Wendy's.
Current TV show you're watching?
Psych.
Current favorite. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Pudding or ice cream?
Ice cream. Any day.
Mario or Luigi?
I gotta go with Mario.
Okay. Winter or summer?
Winter.
Favorite podcast you're listening to that is not We Like Dota?
Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, yes. Favorite wine?
Gotta go with the Beaujolais.
Okay. Yeah, fantastic.
Yep.
Going with those French wines.
Gotta get the French.
That's right. French.
French.
Okay. Good speed round, Jared.
It was a pleasure.
I like doing those.
It was a pleasure.
Okay. So, usually this is the time we would do the draft of the week.
Right.
But we're not doing one this week for the sake of time.
We are a little constrained this week, unfortunately. Yes.
And also next week we will be as well, yeah. I believe.
So we might try something a little different though.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, we really want to start broadcasting your matches.
Yeah.
And by you, I mean
the community.
The community. Those who are listening. So hit us up on the We Like Dota subreddit. Give us the match ID, and if it's a good match, we'll try and cast it.
And even if it's not,
we'll still cast it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably will.
So we just like to have fun, and
By accident, we casted somebody else's match last week. Had a blast doing it.
It was really fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was one of the better ones. So.
I would totally agree. So, get those on the We Like Dota subreddit. Also on the We Like Dota subreddit is a thread about the We Like Dota Fantasy League.
Oh, yes, Brian.
Jared,
yes.
As you know, for the Asus ROG Dream League, there's a compendium that comes with that. It's kind of okay. You can tell it's not done by Valve.
Yeah.
But with it, you can do fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
So it's going to be you and I and four others.
Yes, because the leagues are of six teams.
Correct.
So you and I are two.
Correct.
Four others would make six.
Yeah. My fantasy team is Rizzo Rat Squad.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
And
I haven't thought of a name yet.
Yes.
So you do know about fantasy sports. The most important part is the team name.
Correct.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
So we're going to draft March 19th at 8 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. The first four people who respond in the subreddit are the ones who are going to get in.
Right.
So
make sure you have your compendium
purchased.
Yes.
And
I think it's $10 US.
It's $10, and there's a couple of unreleased items that also come with that, I believe.
I think it's a Lich set, possibly.
Oh, okay.
I think. Or maybe that's the...
I know there
I think that's the Star Ladder.
I know there was a courier that was involved.
Oh, I do like the couriers.
And there'll probably be some other things as well. So
yeah, maybe wards, stuff like that.
Yeah, so do that. We'd like to do that with you guys. And I'm saying it right now. Whoever wins the Fantasy League... I'm going to give a treasure chest key to.
Oh.
Which I realize that is only a $2.50 value, which is all of the money that we have made on our YouTube channel to date.
Hey.
Giving back to the community.
We're reinvesting.
Yes.
Reinvesting.
We haven't sold out quite yet.
I'm wanting to, though.
I want to so hard.
So hard.
Yeah. Okay, that brings us to the end of the program. Jared, where can we find you online?
Mostly the Twitterverse. I'm not super active, but every once in a while I do get some interesting information I pass along. So my handle is +3000, PLUS, number 3000.
Correct. You can also find me on Twitter, twitter.com/BYinger, BYINGER. That's my personal Twitter account. Follow the show on Twitter at We Like Dota. Check out the website, welikedota.com, for links to all that stuff, plus links to the podcast feed and the YouTube channel. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/WeLikeDota.
That's right.
And definitely check out the We Like Dota subreddit at reddit.com/r/WeLikeDota. Community manager Kyle is just ripping it up over there.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Doing a great job.
Shout out to the Kyle.
And I also get in there and try and get some interaction as well. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not just Kyle doing the stuff there, but... we are very thankful for what he's doing.
Absolutely,
he's
and we're very thankful for everyone that actually has
participated.
Yeah, and feedback and I'm just blown away that we're actually getting submissions for this Noobs-esque noob.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
I am blown away. So yes. Keep it up, guys. We'd love to answer any questions that you have. And yeah, we just appreciate you listening.
Yeah, the feedback and encouragement definitely keeps me going. So
for sure.
Much appreciated. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next week.